2 months after returning Emmanuel Macron to the presidency, French voters are electing a parliament. High in their minds, the climate crisis and cost of living.
I think the essential question of our era is climate and the planet, and that important things must be done immediately.
Measures are needed in terms of the current situation to deal with our purchasing power and competitiveness. The question is, how do we, despite the current situation, keep moving forward?
Macron's centrist ensemble coalition faces a strong challenge from a far-left alliance built by Jean-Luc Mélenchon. If the leftists, Greens and Communists do well, they could block much of Macron's agenda, making France, as one analyst pointed out, ungovernable.
The country is ungovernable. If you have a weak majority, that does not mean that you can run the country. And you very well have, in the next months, a huge uprise of people saying, well, we're not happy with the president's decisions. We do not consider that the MPs can solve a problem, so where can we solve it? And you can have this street, street democracy.
France has a strong tradition of street protest, like the yellow vests that made Macron's first term so uncomfortable with their demands for economic justice and political reform. This election could provoke similar scenes. The leftist coalition has its own ideas about how to deal with France's cost of living crisis, soaring inflation, let alone EU policy and the war in Ukraine. It is entirely possible that in the new parliament, the centrists could find their way blocked at every turn. 5 years ago, Emmanuel Macron completed a clean sweep of power with his centrists winning the parliament as well. His second term as president could turn out rather differently. These are two political forces with very different visions of the future, the leftists and the centrists. The leftists want to raise taxes on the wealthy, raise the minimum wage and lower the retirement age. The centrists want to raise the retirement age, lower taxes and reform the welfare system. 289, the number of seats required by either side to win an outright majority. But even if there is no outright majority for the leftists, a strong minority can still wield significant power in this system, so that the new National Assembly, when it's formed, looks set to be able potentially to frustrate and undermine President Macron's second term agenda.
Jonah, thank you for that. Jonah Hall, live there in Paris. Now, earlier I spoke to Anne-Elisabeth Moutet, who's a political commentator based in the French capital. She says the second round of voting may introduce a third party to the race.
I think Jean-Luc Mélenchon's alliance, because it's not his party alone, but I think his alliance has got momentum and they might get close to majority. It seems almost impossible that in a country which has voted in the presidential elections for two-thirds on right-wing candidates, that the left could get that close, but that's what it means when you get, you manage to organise an alliance of all the parties, even if they disagree among themselves. This is the first round. What's going to be really interesting is the second round in a week's time, when you've got the candidates that remain above 12.5% of the registered voters, they can stay in. So it's not just going to be one candidate against another one, like in the presidential election. It is going to be actually possibly what we in France call triangular elections, which means that you have, say, a Macronista, you have a right-winger, what's left of them, and then you've got the NUPES, the Mélenchon thing. And that is one instance in which, if they can't get to terms one with the other, in which Mélenchon MPs could get in, but that's only in the second round next week. And Emmanuel Macron's faith in himself is that at the end of the day, people will be scared of Jean-Luc Mélenchon. It may or may not work.